This week, Secretary of State Colin Powell met with foreign ministers from the Caribbean Community and Common Market, or CARICOM. The Caribbean is a region the Bush administration says is a priority. Last year, Congress enacted a law, the Caribbean Trade Partnership Act, to boost exports from the Caribbean. But the foreign ministers are concerned about an unresolved disagreement with the U.S. The U.S. has challenged a European trade policy that gives preference to bananas from the Caribbean. Edwin Carrington is the Secretary General of CARICOM. He says the U.S. action has hurt Caribbean banana sales in Europe.
The Caribbean bananas have suffered significant loss in that market. It has resulted in significant fall in their exports of bananas, significant deterioration in their social and economic conditions at home.
In addition, Edwin Carrington says the Caribbean region is still suffering from the fallout from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
As a result of NAFTA, a large number of firms, a very large number of firms in Jamaica, for example, moved from Jamaica to Mexico to benefit under the NAFTA agreement because that agreement made that a much more attractive location. So we lost, again, in the area of textiles and apparel. But in 2001st October, with the new Caribbean Basin Trade Partnership Act coming into being, we stand to recoup some of the losses we suffered in that particular area.
Let's talk for a moment about immigration issues between Caribbean countries and the U.S., an issue I think most Americans would not be familiar with, and that is the problem of absorbing into society those convicted criminals who have been sent back to the countries of their birth after living in America for a long time. That is a provision of the 1996 Immigration Reform Bill.
Yes.
Is that a big issue as well?
It is a very big issue. Many of these deportees have lived their lives more or less entirely in the United States. They may have left the Caribbean as children. They have not acquired national citizenship here. They have been involved in activities that have now been enlarged to be considered deportable. And they returned home many times with no family because their family have already migrated. They have come back with what we call high crime techniques. As you know, tourism is one of our major industries, but you cannot have a tourism industry fostering and promoting it in the face of crime. So it's not just a matter of criminal levels of activity rising, it's also the impact it has on our economic and social conditions.
President Bush did come into office promising to re-energize U.S. relations with other countries in the hemisphere. When it comes to the Caribbean, which of these issues we've spoken about do you have hopes of resolving in a way satisfactory to you?
Well, we hope all of them. The new administration has made the point that the United States has three borders: the border to the north with Canada, the border to the west with Mexico, and now the border to the south with the Caribbean, and that they intend to pay attention and be sensitive to the issues affecting the countries in that third border. We got reasonable assurance from the Secretary of State that administration would look into these matters as matters of priority and importance.
Of course, the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, he comes from that region. Did he give any indication when you met with him of feeling a special connection to your group?
A clear indication of his links to that route. He very much is an aficionado of the music of the region, the calypso and the reggae. And we made sure that his supply would not be exhausted too quickly.
That's a wise move, I imagine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Edwin Carrington is Secretary General of CARICOM, the Caribbean Community and Common Market.